come home and also find four of the units completely missing their roofs wasn't exactly pleasant either.
Across Florida this morning, 1.6 million customers are without power. 3 weeks until Election Day, former President Trump campaigning in Aurora, Colorado last night, claiming a violent Venezuelan gang had taken over an apartment complex in the Colorado city and blamed Vice President Kamala Harris for the influx of Venezuelans.
She has had them resettled beautifully into your community to prey upon innocent American citizens. That's what they're doing. And no place is it more evident than right here.
The Aurora Police Department and the city's Republican mayor called Trump's claims grossly exaggerated. The children of the Marlowe family in western North Carolina sharing their remarkable Hurricane Helene survival story. The triplets found themselves trapped inside their home last week, and they credit a berm built around the property for making things worse. ABC's Diane Wilson has more.
Oh my gosh, guys! Oh my gosh!
You can hear the sheer terror in Zoe Marlowe's voice as floodwaters from Helene came rushing into their Fairview home. Zoe filming as she, along with her two brothers, Henry and Ian, tried to escape.
The water was just too strong.
They say it was safer to stay in their home.
Oh, that would have been instant death.
The triplets rode out Helene.
We just sat on the counters. The only thing that we could do was pray. And
one of the scariest moments, logs from a lumberyard crashed through the front door. Water rushed in.
About 30 minutes later, the water started receding.
One silver lining to the tragedy the Marlowes endured, the storm unearthed some toys in a cow pasture across from their property. The toys belonged to their brother, Jason. He died when he was a child. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too. Happy fall from Rockwell Automation. This harvest season, we'd like to thank our farmers for everything you do to keep our community strong. On behalf of all of Rockwell, thank you. We look forward to seeing everyone this month at the Canyon of Lights Parade and the Trick or Treat Trail in the park. Be sure to stop by the Rockwell booth on October 25th for some delicious treats.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, cooler conditions building in this weekend, nothing too terrible, but certainly jacket weather, especially by tomorrow. We could also see some spotty light precipitation. Now, most of that today will travel through the northern half of Wisconsin during the late morning and afternoon coming out of Minnesota. And then another chance of a band of showers forming toward the Wisconsin-Illinois border and tracking away from us this evening. In between, not too much right around here. Tomorrow, low pressure spinning down from northern Minnesota through eastern Wisconsin should bring consistent rain over the northeast half of our state, where as much as a third of an inch could fall. Around southwest Wisconsin here, just a chance of a couple of brief showers. We will notice some gusty northwest winds developing tomorrow, though, ushering in that even cooler air. Certainly brisk out there Monday. Still a few sprinkles possible, but the better chance of showers staying to the east of us once again. Then plenty of sun expected from Tuesday through Thursday with high pressure in control. We'll see a slow warming trend after a couple of very frosty nights. The forecast for today, mix of sun and clouds. Maybe a few stray sprinkles this afternoon with a high of 66. East-northeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler. Turning rather breezy with some isolated light showers possible. High at 57, northwest wind between 10 and 20. Sunday night, a brief shower possible early, then variably cloudy, breezy and cool, low near 36. On Monday, breaks of sunshine and chilly, maybe a few sprinkles, high at 54. The outlook for Tuesday, frost in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy, low 30 with a high of 53. Wednesday, hard frost in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny and pretty nice, low 28 with a high near 60. Thursday, mostly sunny, blustery winds, but warmer, low 38, high 69. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We have moved back to the 50-degree mark following our low of 48 earlier today. We have been as warm as 57 shortly after midnight. The high yesterday, we missed a record high by 1 degree. We topped off at 83 degrees. Now, the record high from today, also 84 degrees from 1928. The record low, 1967, it was 17. 1 year ago, 53 the high, 47 the low. We are going to have sunset tonight at 6:24, sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:13. Mostly sunny conditions. We have a southwest wind up to 4 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is at 30.07. We've had no precipitation to report yesterday or today. Yesterday's near record tying high was 83 degrees. Our morning low 48. Currently, we're up to 50 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRCOFM Radio Sports, brought to you today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Gelonic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. During this sports report, we'll have a look back at high school football from last night. We'll preview games coming up today. And we'll have a look at sports on the radio this weekend.
Wednesday, October 16th, is the 10th annual National Pedal It Forward Day. Here at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, it will be our first annual Pedal It Forward Day. All you have to do is stop in at 383 West 3rd Street, where we will give you two flowers, one to keep and one to share. Pedal It Forward is a wonderful way to show appreciation in our community, and we hope that you give a flower to a complete stranger or anyone you choose to brighten their day and to uplift their spirits. This is such a powerful way to illustrate the positive health benefits of giving and receiving flowers. Limited supplies are available, so why not pedal it forward this Wednesday? We hope that while you are at Robin's Nest, you browse our unique gifts and decor and shop our 40% off fall sale and check out our services offered. Oh, and don't forget to grab a gift for your favorite boss. Save the date, October 16th at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street. Call 383-1616.
Richland Center's 49-yard line. Man in motion, high snap. Shep has to go back and get it, grabs it, picks it up. Around the 35, 40, broken play, he's loose, 50, down to the 45 of Dodgeville. He could go all the way. Jaden Shep is gone on a broken play, a high snap from center, and the Hornets made it count, and they take the lead. Wow.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. In Friday night high school football, Richland Center traveled to Dodgeville, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center Hornets picked up a 50-21 win over the host Dodgeville Dodgers during Dodgeville homecoming night on Friday night. Dodgeville scored first. Quarterback Nathan Johnson threw a pass of 9 yards to Joey Honorbaum. The Ethan Burke kick was good, and it was 7-0. The Hornets would score on their first possession following a 75-yard kickoff return by Jaden Shep. It got the Hornets in position. Brady Dosh took it in from 11 yards out. The extra point was blocked. It was 7-6 Dodgeville. The Hornets would take the lead on a broken play, a high snap that Jaden Shep went back and fielded and then ran 51 yards for a touchdown. The two-pointer was missed. The Hornets had taken the lead. They would not give up on the way to scoring 43 unanswered points. The final touchdown of the half came on a Jaden Shep to Wes Bosworth 5-yard touchdown pass, and the Hornets were up 18-7. Brady Dosh also intercepted a pass late in the first half. In the second half, Wes Bosworth capped off a long drive by the Hornets in a clock-consuming drive that started at Richland Center's 20. They took the ball all the way inside the 5-yard line, and Wes Bosworth scored on a 3-yard run to make it 24-7. Also, the Hornets tried an onside kick. Brady Dosh recovered that. He would later score on a 30-yard run to put Richland Center up 30-7 with 5:36 left in the third. They would score again to make it 37-7 with 3 minutes and 2 seconds left in the third. Caden Stibbe on a 4-yard run. Grayson Banker kicked the extra point. The Hornets would score two more times. They would go up 43-7 and get the continuous clock running on a 2-yard run by Ben Rutkowski. Dodgeville would score the first of its second half touchdowns when Nathan Johnson threw to Griffin Bush, a 31-yard pass play, and it was 43-15. On the ensuing kickoff, Brady Dosh ran it back to the house 85 yards to put RC up 50-15. The final score of the night was the game's final play. Quarterback Nathan Johnson threw a 15-yard strike to Jackson Christensen, and that made the final score 50-15. to 15. Dodgeville will finish its season at Platteville coming up on Friday night, while the Richland Center Hornets will return home to take on Broadhead Judah. The Hornets need a win to at least be on the bubble for consideration for the upcoming WIAA football playoffs. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. It was Platteville over River Valley 35-14, Lancaster a 35-8 win over Broadhead Judah, and the final SWC matchup, Prairie du Chien 39, New Glarus 6. From the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor 57-18 over New Lisbon. It was a win for Cashton over Hillsboro 25-20. Two small games to tell you about. Belleville 19-0 over Fenimore, and Cuba City got by Darlington 14-12. Six Rivers action, Blackhawk, Warren, Illinois 70, Riverdale 6, Iowa Grant a 50-13 win over Boscobel, and River Ridge 27, Waseca, Seneca 7. Other scores: Onalaska 42-0 over Baraboo, Viroqua blanked Black River Falls 27-0, Luther 47, Westby 20, a 19-13 win for Monroe over Evansville, Portage 42, Lakeside Lutheran 13, Wisconsin Dells a 35-21 win over Mauston. It was Reedsburg 37, Thomas 16, Mineral Point over Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg 43-16. Eight-player football, North Crawford 48-0 over Kickapoo Lafarge, and Belmont defeated Monticello 47-16. We have lots of sports on the radio this weekend. You can join the Green Bay Packer Radio Network tomorrow for a noontime kickoff as the Arizona Cardinals travel to Green Bay. Pregame on WRCO-FM 100.9 is 10 o'clock with a noontime kick. Join WRCE and the Badgers Radio Network this morning, 9 a.m. for the pregame. Kickoff is set for 11 as the Badgers take on Rutgers. That can be heard on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. And the Ithaca Bulldogs host the Brookwood Falcons in homecoming football action on the radio later today. With more, here's Phil Nee.
There's more football today. Potosi Cassville is at Pecatonica Argyle, and the Ithaca Bulldogs are home for homecoming football against the Brookwood Falcons. Kyle Kelly is a co-head coach with Ithaca.
Definitely the big thing with homecoming is there's 900 other things in a football game going on, but you always have to reiterate the number one goal of homecoming is to win a football game.
So you played pretty well again at Royal last week. What stuck out in the game about that one?
We kind of really come alive in the second half. Royal drove the ball down on us pretty easily, but we stopped them each time in the red zone. We've had some huge red zone stops, so our defense once again came through clutch when we needed them to.
I asked co-head coach David Klang about today's game.
They're going to air raid everything out, lots of passes. They have lots of kids, which they have a lot to pick from, and so it'll be kind of a different game plan than we've had the last couple weeks, because most teams have traditionally been run heavy, and these guys are definitely very, very pass heavy, so it'll kind of bring a different aspect to our game and our defense, and it'll be kind of exciting and a little bit change of pace than what we've had the last few games.
Brookwood at Ithaca during the eighth weekend of high school football. It can be heard today on FM 100.9 WRCO, on the Civic Media app, and at WRCO.com. The Falcons and the Bulldogs meeting up. Our pregame time begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Phil Nee.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is brought to you by Dairy Hardware and Spring Green. Ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. The lighthouse was doomed from the start, seafarers said. 14 miles from land, leaning into the region's wildest winds made of mere wood, it was only a matter of time before she toppled into the English Channel. And it came to pass. One mighty storm in 1703. Eddystone Lighthouse vanished into the darkness. Her architect, Henry Winstanley, was swept away with her. The task of redesigning and rebuilding her fell to one John Rudyard, who had her beacon blazing by 1709, and she was sturdier than her previous incarnation, made of oak and iron, and she stood nearly 47 years against the Channel gales off the coast of Cornwall. It was a fire that took her down in 1755, and still in folk ballads and seamen's lore, the saga of Eddystone Lighthouse lives on. But has anyone before today ever sung the rest of the story? English engineer John Smeaton was designated rebuilder of Eddystone Lighthouse, and the challenge of creating a tall, permanent structure to withstand such intimidating conditions greatly perplexed him. For while the lighthouse beacon itself threatened a conflagration from within, the raging elements would hammer night and day over the tower walls. It would be impossible, many warned, to build an enduring edifice for such a purpose in such a place. So John Smeaton looked around for an architectural example that he might follow, for something not only fireproof, but windproof and waterproof. And eventually he found it. The problem was, the architect of that exemplary building was dead. Nobody remembered the formula for its durability. Well, Mr. Smeaton, a master engineer, began experimenting with materials. He subjected them to physical abuse and flames and salt water and fresh water. And for the months that followed, his office looked very much like a mad scientist's laboratory. And then, eureka! In 1759, construction of the new and immeasurably improved Eddystone Lighthouse was completed. And the improvement did bear the test of time. 123 years it loomed 20 fathoms above the channel, defying wind and wave, and when in 1882 it was replaced by a more modern structure, it was for modernity's sake alone. For the building to which John Smeaton looked for inspiration, the durable, indomitable temple whose cryptic construction formula he rediscovered and then applied to Eddystone Lighthouse, was the Pantheon of Rome, built by the Emperor Hadrian in the 2nd century A.D. The secret of the Pantheon's virtual indestructibility was lost during the Middle Ages and may have remained lost forever if not for John Smeaton, who tried and erred and tried again until he had retrieved it from utter obscurity. Indeed, Smeaton's lighthouse was assembled with interlocking stones based on a plan which revolutionized the construction of such towers for years thereafter. But the real wonder of it all, the Eddystone miracle, the rediscovered substance which revolutionized construction everywhere from that day to this day, was the stuff that held ancient Rome together, only to be forgotten, only to be reborn. Hydraulic cement, created from clay-heavy limestone, making possible a ubiquitous something we now call concrete. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to this week's Those Were the Days Rock and Roll Party. We'll be back in the studio to take your requests, and we'll be reminiscing all night long. We'll be ringing that trivia bell and giving you a chance to win. Those Were the Days will be also flashing back to this weekend in 1984, showing you all the hot hits on the radio once again. Between 6 and midnight, Saturday night, we'll be taking you back with great rock and roll, courtesy of these sponsors: Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema Twins, and Otter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel. The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroque's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to three items and may give one telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Kiloy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All American Do It Center.
At Richland Locker, this week's specials include a quarter loin bone-in pork chops for just $2.48 per pound and center-cut bone-in chops at $2.98 per pound. Savor oven-roasted turkey for $7.98 per pound and pepper jack sliced cheese for only $5.98 per pound. Don't forget to explore their wine selection. Buy four Wisconsin wines and get 10% off. Visit Richland Locker today for these great deals and more.
Good morning and welcome to WRCO-FM and WRCO.com along the Civic Media app as well for Prime Mover. My name's Adam Hess. Our phone line is open at 608-647-4155. We have caller number one on the line right now. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have four cases of Coca-Cola bottles. They're full of soda and they're NASCAR driver models, and I have other models. It's a lot of collectors. I'm asking $120 for them, and that's the best offer. So if you call me back at 608-739-1529. And another thing, I have 103 fishing lures for sale, and it's the same number. So thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, thank you for the call, and have a good weekend. That's caller number one. Excuse me. And they have 103 fishing lures available. Also, four cases of Coca-Cola bottles that have Coke in them. They're collector ones like NASCAR and some other ones. You can phone 739-1529 for more information. Thanks for dialing up Prime Mover. You are caller number two. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a tandem axle flatbed trailer for sale. It's got 2x6 treated floor and side rails. It also has a set of ramps, aluminum ramps that go along with it. And then I also have some windows to give away. There's multiple sizes and different types. My phone number is 608-574-2547.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Thank you. Caller number two has a tandem axle flatbed with 2x4 treated side rails and floor. Also, aluminum ramps included in that that deal. And they have to give away various size and style windows at 574-2547. Thanks for joining us, caller number three. You are now on the show.
Good morning. We have a garage sale in progress at 430 Sunset Lane, which is out in here in Allison Park. And three items I'm going to mention. We have a very nice five-piece bedroom set, queen size, mattress and box springs. And we're asking $150, but we'll negotiate on that. A lot of women's clothes, generally ranging from in large and extra large. And a huge variety of other household items. So, and we will take calls at 608-475-475. 4869.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot for the call, and have a good weekend. Caller 3 has a garage sale at 430 Sunset Lane in Allison Park. They have a bedroom set, women's clothing, and household items. You can also phone 475-4869. Caller number 4, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can I help you?
Good morning. This morning I have got a collection of coins, and I'd like to get rid of them. My phone number is 608-475-6874. And I live in Lodi.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for the call, and you have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Great to hear from callers down in the Lodi area. A collection of coins. They'd like to sell those today. The phone number is 475-6874. You are caller number 5. Good morning. This is Prime Mover.
Good morning. For sale, we have a wood chuck, wood stove, broiler system with tank, 120,000 BTU set up for LP. The number is 608-553-5984.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much, and have a good weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Caller 5 has a woodchuck wood stove, and they have a boiler system set up for LP, 120,000 BTU, has a tank included, 553-5984. 647-4155, that is the Prime Mover number. Don't forget, near the 9 o'clock mark, as we move through Prime Mover, we'll have a look at your weekend forecast. We'll check in with Tony Schumacher's forecast, let you know what's going on. Of course, 9:40 this morning, it is Prime Mover Sports, including a look ahead to sports action on the radio today. Caller number 6, good morning. You're live on Prime Mover.
Yes, good morning. I have for sale 5 bags of Newscape Landscape Red Rubber Nuggets, and you can call for more information at 608-647-2926.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good Saturday. Caller 6 has 5 bags of Landscape Red Rubber Nuggets. And if you're interested, you can phone 647-2926. Let's get caller number 7 on the air right now. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a garage sale today, and it's going to be at 760 South Park from now until about 6. There's a lot of things that everybody can see and buy if they want to.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thank you for letting us know, and you have a good weekend.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Will do. Bye-bye. A great day to head out and check out some garage sales, including the one at 760 South Park Street here in Richland Center. A little something for everyone. Head on over there. They'll be running until about 6 p.m. tonight. Good morning. You are caller number 8. This is Prime Mover. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. I hope you're doing great today.
Oh, it's a great day.
Right on. I have a garage sale at 33038 Center Street. Blue River, Wisconsin, 53518. I'm half a mile east of the port on Highway 60. I have for sale a 17-foot aluminum canoe with a bracket that allows you to have a trolley motor. I have a Commando Toro snowblower. I have a 12,000-watt dual fuel generator. It's a Duramax, brand spanking new. I have a battery isolator, 50-inch TV.
Okay, and how late is your sale going today?
Until 5 o'clock today.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for your call, and have a good weekend. Lots of good items down there. It's at 33038 Center Street. It's a Blue River address. They're actually a half mile east of the port on Highway 60. They have an aluminum canoe, a Toro snowblower, a 12-watt dual-fuel generator, and they're going until 5 o'clock tonight, 33038 Center Street with a Blue River address. Good morning. You are caller number 9. How can I help you?
Yes, I have to give away today a double recliner couch with a magazine compartment, double beverage holder, and it's real sturdy. A little cosmetic wear on the arms, and it's brown leather.
Okay.
And other than that, it works just fine, very comfy. And the dimensions are 87 inches wide. From the floor to the top of the head, it's the 39 inches. And 34 inches from the back to the front of the arms. And the number to call is 608-604-4344. And thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a good weekend. Caller number 9 has a double recliner couch to give away. Magazine compartment, beverage holder, measures 87 by 39 by 34 deep. A little cosmetic issue on the arm. You can call and get details on that. 604-4344. We have now hit double digits on Prime Mover. You are caller number 10. Good morning.
Good morning. I am looking for a tire for a tractor. It's a 8-bolt 1016. It's off from a 86 series International. That's what I'm looking for. If you have a good tire and rim, a spare one that you'd like to get rid of, call me at 604-3261.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks a lot for your call today.
Thank you. Bye.
Caller 10's looking for a tractor tire and rim, 8-bolt 1016. It's from an 86 series International. If you have one for sale, maybe you know somebody who does. You can put them in touch. 604-3261. Caller number 11, good morning. You're live on the air.
Thank you. This is a call from Boscobel, and I have a swing set for sale. Very sturdy. It's the hard plastic kind. It has two swings, slide, U-Haul it, $40, your best offer. And the address is 105 Nevada Street in Boscobel.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Number 11 has a sturdy hard plastic swing set with two swings and a slide they'd like to sell. It's located in Boscobel at 105 Nevada Street. They're asking $40 for that U-Haul. Again, 105 Nevada Street. If you'd like to be on the radio today, it's pretty simple. 608-647-4155. Number 12, good morning. You're live on the air.
Morning. This morning I have three fishing rods for sale, a Coro, St. Croix, Avid, and then Fenwick, and they are all in good shape, somewhere between $30 to $40, or if they buy all three, we could do a little bit better on that. And then also have child stroller. Kiko is the brand. It's in excellent shape as well. And that's it for today. Phone number 608-495-0455.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for the call and have a good weekend.
Yep, thanks.
You're welcome. Caller number 12 has three fishing rods they're looking to sell today. They have a Coro, a St. Croix Avid, and a Fenwick, all in good condition. Also a child's stroller made by Kiko. The phone number, if you're interested, 495-0455. Hey, don't forget, today is Ithaca homecoming parade and football game going on in Ithaca. We'll be broadcasting that football game about 1:10 pregame. 1:30 will be the kickoff. We'll also have a report from Ithaca between 10 and 11 this morning, and then you can join Phil Lee and I for the parade as well. We'll be announcing that live in Ithaca. That comes up. Parade starts at 10:30 this morning. Lineups a little before 10 o'clock if you want to be a part of that. Lots of festivities going on right now, including meals being served. Stop down for breakfast, and you can look at all the exhibits as well in the gymnasium. Caller number 13, good morning. I'd like to welcome you to our radio show.
Hi, how are you? I have a couple of cars for sale. I have a 1959 Edsel Ranger two-door and a 1959 Pontiac Bonneville four-door. Both project cars, and I was either sell or trade for a golf cart.
Okay.
And my phone number is 608-712-6330.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it was ironically this date back in, I believe, 1957 that Edsel's latest car was debuted on TV, and it was Frank Sinatra taking care of that. Well, they have a 1959 Edsel Ranger two-door project car. They also have a 1959 Pontiac Bonneville four-door project car available, if you're interested. The phone number is 712-6330. Our telephone number to Prime Mover with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away is 608-647-4155 as we take you through your Saturday. At 9 o'clock, we'll have a look at that weekend forecast, and we're going to cool down, then we warm up again as we head towards next weekend. And we'll take a look at that forecast from Tony Schumacher right around the corner. And also, don't forget, we'll get you up to speed on sports, all the high school football action from last night. Plus, we'll take a look ahead to football games going on today during Prime Mover Sports at 9:40. Caller number 14, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
I have two lawn tractors with snow plows in front of them. One's a Toro, one's a Ranch King for sale. And I also have that bumper thing that goes on the back. You can haul your cart around. You can call me at 608-459-8012. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Have a good weekend. Caller 14's got a couple of lawn tractors available. They both have plows in front of them. One is a Toro, one is a Ranch King, and also a bumper hitch that allows you, you put it into your bumper hitch, allows you to haul a cart around. 459-8012 for caller 14. Which makes you caller number 15. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for selling some of my items last week.
Oh, glad to help out.
Okay, this morning I got a Jägermeister bar lighted bar sign, and I have a woman's Harley Davidson jacket, white blue, nice lining and everything, size medium, and I got two talking Santas I just put in batteries for me, and my number is 475-0812.
Sounds good. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
Do your magic again.
All right. We'll see what we can sell for you, my friend. Thank you. Caller 15 has a Jägermeister lighted bar sign available today. Also looking to sell a women's size medium, like new, Harley Davidson jacket. And a couple of talking Santas with fresh batteries. Give them a call at 475-0812. That was caller number 15 from WRCOFM's Prime Mover.
Looking for some cash today? Hi, this is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a way to get cash in your pocket today. We're the area's premier gold buyer. We pay top dollar for old broken jewelry, estate jewelry, old watches, silver and gold chains, dental gold, and diamonds. A single piece or an entire estate or collection, we'll buy it all. Stop in and we will tell you the value. You can decide to sell it or keep it. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and today, 10 to 1.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Mee, inviting you to join us for Those Were the Days, Saturday night, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, the songs that take me back to the way it used to be.
Hello, this is Phil Mee speaking. I was wondering if you have a date for the Ithaca Homecoming Dance. Oh, October 12th? Hello? Hello?
Those Were the Days will be flashing back to this weekend in 1984 on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Our show is sponsored in part by Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Pedal Center, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Inviting you to join us between 6 and midnight for some blasts from your past on Those Were the Days.
Thanks ever so much for making WRCO-FM and WRCO.com and Prime Mover a part of your Saturday morning get-together. Hey, we've moved up to 54 degrees, that following our low so far of 48, and I think it's going to be our official low, 48 degrees. Now, we got warm yesterday, 83. We missed the record by 1 degree. Okay, we'll have more of your calls if you want to be on the show, 608-647-4155. Prime Mover continues in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing two new premium members of the Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Side family, the Mule Pro FXT Ranch Edition Platinum and the Mule Pro MX SE, both loaded with exclusive features, strong capability, and premium comfort. On the job site or the trail, you'll experience an uncompromised commitment to performance and reliability. Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Sides, the definition of trusted, tried, and true.
This is Mike from Clark Power Sport Group in Hillsboro, your local Kawasaki Side-by-Side headquarters.
Okay, we are back to the phone call portion of today's show as we work through Prime Mover all the way until 10 o'clock this morning. Our next caller is number 16. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning. I am having a wool fabric sale at my house, 325 South Sheldon in Richland Center. It is wool that you can use for quilting, rug hooking, wool-braided rugs or crafts or whatever you would like.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A wool fabric sale at 325 South Sheldon Street here in Richland Center for rugs and other things you want to make that wool would be more than capable of doing. Again, 325 South Sheldon. Caller 17, good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. I have for sale a king-queen seat for ATV. $25, and I have a two-piece Lady Oak Hutch. My phone number is 608-2604-0598. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you for the call. Enjoy your Saturday. Caller 17 has an ATV King Queen seat available today and also a lighted hutch available. That phone number, 604-0598. Number 18, I'd like to welcome you to the radio. Good morning.
Hi, this is a printer being sold, an Epson 3850 printer. It has the tank to fill the ink. It is being sold by the town of Eagle. We're upgrading our printer system, and we're selling it for $100. It is 1 year old, and it is in perfect shape. The number to call is 608-604-5161.
Sounds great. Thank you for your call. Have a good weekend. The town of Eagle is selling an Epson 3850 printer, 1 year old. They just simply upgraded. This thing is in excellent condition. 604-5161. Caller number 19, good morning. You're live on the air. How can I help you?
I'm wondering if anybody has some domestic mallard ducks for sale. My number is 608-604-2089. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Caller number 19 is looking for domestic mallard ducks. If you have some, 604-2089, they would be interested in purchasing some. Caller number 20, good morning. This is Prime Mover. You're live on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Adam. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
Well, we got my cabinet for sale. It's 3 feet tall. Yeah. 3 feet tall, 24 and a half inches wide, and 16 inches across. Now, this is one of those cabinets that it's got the two doors on the bottom, and you can put like a microwave on the top.
Okay.
And we're asking $40 for that. Pretty nice cabinet, though, for $40. My second item is that coffee table. It's 47 inches long with metal legs. We're asking $20 for that. And my last item is that dresser again. It's a medium weight dresser, 8 drawers for $40. And they can call me at 375-4305. Thanks a lot, Adam.
You're welcome. We appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend. Number 20 is selling a 3 foot by 25, 4.5 inches by 16 inches deep cabinet. Also a coffee table and an 8-drawer dresser available. All in the Boscoville area, 375-4305. Caller number 21, good morning. You're live on Prime Mover.
Yes, good morning. I have an antique dresser, 3 foot high, and an inch and a half to 2 inch deep in the drawers, and there's 4 drawers to that dresser, and I'm asking $60 for it. May need some varnishing touch-ups, and my number is 608-383-1459. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate your call. Caller number 21 has an antique dresser for sale. It's a 4-drawer unit, asking $60 today at 383-1459. It's 8:55, and you can join us at the top of the hour for a look at your weekend forecast as we bring in Tony Schumacher's forecast. We'll tell you all about it. Right now, let's have number 22 tell us about what they have going on. Good morning.
Good morning. We're having a rummage sale also, so while the people are going to the beautiful Ithaca Parade, stop at 29990 Hell Hollow Road. It's up the road about a mile that goes to the orchard. We've got all size clothes and lots of other stuff. 585-2121.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call and have a good weekend. Hey, rummage sale out towards the Ithaca area, up towards Oakwood, the road to Oakwood. Go up there a couple of miles or less. 29990 Hell Hollow Road. Lots of clothing, lots of other items as well. 585-2121 if you need any information. Caller number 23, thank you for joining us live on the radio. Good morning.
Hi, I've got a 2009 Chevy Malibu for sale. It's got 160,000 miles on it. Loaded, new battery, tires, and brakes. Asking $3,500, and then also have butcher pigs for sale, and my number is 608-495-9131. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Enjoy your Saturday. Number 23 has butcher pigs available as well as an 09 Chevrolet Malibu loaded up with lots of new parts, and the phone number 495-9131. Number 24, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can I help you?
Hi. Okay, I got 3 big pictures. One is Elvis Presley, and there's 2 other big ones. And I got some knickknacks, all that. And how come your radio's not talking?
Okay, you mean like WRCO-FM?
Yeah, I can't hear you with the WAN ads.
Okay, well, it's quite possible, and I'm not sure. Where are you calling from? What area? Okay, it's quite possible we could, it could be atmospheric, or we could be, we could very well have a situation where we have a hardware issue going on. Are you hearing static? Are you hearing anything at all?
Nothing. Just showing pictures. Like, you know, like that man with a deer. And
okay, how are you getting the radio? Because we wouldn't have pictures on our radio.
No, this is my TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that I'm assuming that's the cable company, so you'll definitely probably want to contact them as we just provide the signal, and then they move that on to the cable company. So glad we got that clarified, and we can also let you know, you know what? We didn't get a number from caller number 24. Hey, if you were caller number 24, give us a call back. We need to get your phone number so we can talk about your knickknacks and your pictures. And so if you're caller number 24, give us a ring back. We'll get your phone number on there. For right now, let's get number 25. Good morning. Welcome to the radio.
Good morning, Adam. This morning, I have for sale the same item I've been trying to sell, but I'm going to make a different offer here today. I lowered the price. I got a 2004 Kawasaki Nomad motorcycle, 1500. It's all customized, got new paint, pinstriping, all kinds of new stuff. It looks just like a street glide. Beautiful bike. It's a good show bike, eye stopper. And I'm willing to take a partial trade for a Honda or four-wheeler ATV. And also I have a Mitchell electric guitar. It's brand new. I will take $250 for that today. Had it all tuned up and everything when I bought it, brand new at Dave's Guitar. It's all set up. And let's see, and I got a Yamaha keyboard this morning for sale with a stand and a seat. It's a real nice, big, nice piano-like type setup. 608-604-5150.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for the call and enjoy your weekend. Yeah, you bet. Number 25 has an 04 Kawasaki Vulcan Nomad available. That's the 1500cc customized unit. And they'd be willing to do a partial trade. They're looking for like a Honda four-wheeler ATV. Also for sale, a Yamaha keyboard stand and seat and a Mitchell electric guitar. 604-5150. Number 26, good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Thank you. I am wondering,